Welcome back to another episode, everyone. My name's Az. I'm the CMO for Merkle EMEA, where we work with some of the best brands in the world to deliver industry-leading customer experiences. We're joined by some amazing subject matter experts for this edition. So welcome to our podcast discussing all the things that you need to deliver customer experience management. This is Connected.
Hi everyone, I'm Cara. I'm the strategy lead for Northern Europe, so I help our clients deliver incredible experiences that are enabled by creativity, data and commerce here at Merkle. I'm an Aussie, as you can probably tell from my accent, and I'm based here with our team in Copenhagen, and we've got a really exciting chat planned today about customer experience, what it is, why it's such a huge focus for brands and businesses right now, and some examples about what makes some really great CX. So we've got two really amazing speakers with us today. So the first one is Nikolai Reinseth, who is our Chief Experience Officer for our EMEA region. And our second speaker is Stefan Voss, who is our Chief Client Officer at Dentsu for our EMEA region. And I'm going to pass it straight over to our experts on why customer experience is such a big focus for businesses right now. So Nikolai, please tell us.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. Good to have this chat. I think obviously it's a little bit of speculation, but from my experience, most of the last decade, we've seen startups and new services appear mainly in this space between the brand promise of whatever it is we advertise and the actual product experience. And that has shown that this is really like a really rich opportunity. From food delivery to streaming platforms, we've had new companies in our lives that are not competing on price. They're not competing on product. They're competing, at least primarily, on the way the product experience is delivered, which is what we call the customer experience. So maybe you could say that the threat of disruption has been a little bit overblown in many cases, like the little tiny digital bank is not going to upend the big banks overnight. But it has shown that trading on customer expectation has a huge potential over trading on margins that are disappearing. I think that's why it's getting more recognition now.
Okay, thank you. And Stefan, from your point of view, why is there such a big focus on customer experience at the moment?
Yeah, well, we're talking about in recent years already a lot about that marketing getting more and more complex, that more and more functions are expected from marketing. It's a value contribution, whether it's personalization, whether it's automation to some extent supported by data and technology. But, you know, to deliver these consumer-centric, consistent marketing communications across more and more touch points, it really needs more than just the product to differentiate brands from each other. And that's what we call actually the experience. So in my role, me and my team, we are working on providing integrated solutions, as we call it in Dentsu. And that means connecting all the different functions and capabilities that we have within Dentsu. This is Merkle, but also media services, creative services across the board. And all of these need to come together to provide experiences that cannot be produced in functional silos, as single agencies are doing that. And for that reason, I think this is super important and interesting talk that we have today.
Fantastic. And I might just stay with you for a second, Stefan, before we move back to Nikolai. But, you know, the term customer experience is thrown around a lot. So how would you define customer experience?
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely becoming one of the buzzwords flying around, and everyone seems to be using it, even being an experience. But I think it really has an important business impact. Studies saying that good experiences making more than 80% of our users actually buy. And also good experience make a difference for users being willing to pay a price premium of more than 7 to 8, 10%. While at the same time, bad experience is shying away almost a third of the users. So this is big numbers if you compare that to an impact of any given company, right? And it's definitely a business value. So in a world where one-to-many communication does not live any longer, where brands are not differentiated just by the price or the product, as Nikolai said before, it has an impact to provide an experience. But on the other hand, this experience needs to be managed. It is something that will happen anyway. You cannot not have experiences, right? And it's driven by the users. So it's a management task of any marketing department to be aware that there is experience, to determine and to define the experience, and to manage the experience across all the touch points. And that is the major part. You cannot ignore that there is something like experience, but you need to manage it.
And we're going to dive into a little bit more detail in those coming questions. But Nikolai, from your point of view, you know, you spent over 20 years in the customer experience game. So how would you define customer experience, particularly with the way the industry is at the moment?
Yeah, now you make me feel old. that's okay. I am old. I think one of the definitions that we find really helpful is the one by Forrest, or specifically by Holly Manning. It says that customer experience is how customers perceive of their interactions with your company. And if we go back to what Stefan just said, I think many marketers have made the mistake of focusing on the last part of that, of the interactions. The interactions, that's the important part of the definition, because that kind of outlines that we're not just talking about whatever you put in your advertising. It's when people actually interact, what are we delivering? But it's also the important part is everything that happens between the interactions that make people perceive this in a certain way. It's something that happens in the minds and the imagination of the customer, not of the marketeer. It's not up to us to define a good, objectively good customer experience. So that also means that we're sort of in the realm of creativity. Like we're trying to shape and influence how people take something in, which is a lot of what a scenographer, a choreographer does at their job. So we're trying to orchestrate all those little interactions to create a certain perception. I think one of the quotes we like to talk about a lot is, certainly no one has made as much money from customer experience as the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. And he says something along the line that we think of customer experience as a party, and we are the hosts of the party. And if marketeers think of their job as that, I think a lot follows from that thinking. Like, you wouldn't begin a party by figuring out the playlist or what kind of loudspeakers. Like, the first thing you do is you figure out what kind of party am I having, right? Is it a birthday party? Is it a wedding party? Is it a theme party? What's the theme? And if you can figure that out, then everything else kind of follows from there.
And thinking about that, those definitions, which seemed very much aligned, what would then, great customer experience be to you, Nikolai? And what are some examples of, how we've been doing that here at Dentsu and at Merkle?
Yeah, I think, if you think of the theme of the party, if you think of that as a vision for your customer experience, I think great CX is something that carries out a vision with consistency, where all the little individual things kind of ladder up to support that vision, where you could clearly see somebody had an idea and all the parts make sense. Because there's no kind of CX that's, great in itself. It's not like is a big party better than a small party? No, that kind of depends on that party. But there are certain components that I think we can say are recurring in great CX. I think of both a couple of hard ones and a couple of easy ones. I think if you work in marketing, everybody has talked about experience everywhere. How can we move, omni-channel, across channel. We have had many names for it. The reality is it's very, very hard to do right. So maybe not that interesting for a 15-minute chat, but it is important. The other component is what you could call know me, connect me, and meet my needs. So the idea that, you know, whenever you interact with someone, you want to feel that you're recognized, that you, that the next interaction you have is informed by the first one, and so on. That's also very hard to get right. But there are a couple of things that is very simple to do, actually, that can massively change your customer experience. I think one is designing for impact. Sometimes in my team, we talk about the peaks and ends rule, which is a cognitive bias that many people know from Daniel Kahneman, which is that we are like our brains are hardwired to remember the peak of an experience and the end of an experience. It's actually a very interesting and horrific experiment where they have people put their hands in freezing cold water for 60 seconds. And then after that, the same group of people put their hands in freezing cold water for 60 seconds and then slightly less freezing cold water for 30 seconds. And then they ask which they prefer. And they, most of them, they prefer the longer experience, even though it's objectively worse. It's just that it felt a little less worse because it ended well, or at least less painful. And that made them check in on colonoscopy patients. And actually, you could see the same pattern with their surgery. And I'm not suggesting that an e-commerce checkout flow is like a colonoscopy, but it can be pretty, it can be quite bothersome. But I think that's the point. Not everything can be great and not everything has to be great, but you can sort of choreograph that journey so that the important parts are great and the end can be great. If I have to think of some examples, I think my favorite example is not a client of mine. It's just somewhere I unfortunately got to spend some of my money. If you go to a Chanel store, it is objectively a horrific experience for the most part. Like you wait outside even though you're begging to get in to unload your money. And it's really not a great experience. But when you get inside, then suddenly you understand why you had to go through that, because there's this unrivaled attention and you just have all this space, and that's the peak of the experience. And then at the end, when you give them basically all your money, they take your bag, whatever it is you want to buy, they go in the back room and you have no idea what they're doing, and it takes forever. And then they come out, put the bag in another bag, and you feel like, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is that you have a great ending, because no person can ever buy a Chanel bag and then have their cart declined, because all of that is taken care of. And that's an example of taking ownership of a customer experience. And we do some of that with some of our clients in Merkle and in Dentsu. I think a good example is the work we've done for Satair and Airbus manufacturer, parts supplier, where like we're not trying to smooth out every corner of an airline parts buyer's every day. We're just trying to figure out what's the biggest thing we can help him with. In that case, it's, you know, entering hundreds of order numbers. So we've created this artificial intelligence supported service where you can just drop in a list with all your orders, and we translate it into a basket and you can just order it with one click. So we make sure that the peak is worth it. It's worth spending a lot of time in our ecosystem. And I think that's really one of the most important parts.
I love that case study, and I also love that example, and I hope everyone listening, you know, loves that example. And I'm going to move on to Stefan now, because I've got some big questions for him as well. But I think it's so interesting after what's happened with the pandemic to kind of, you know, all our clients at the moment want to really recreate that kind of Chanel store experience, like online. And that's such a big thing at the moment in terms of how do we really create that beautiful experience in an e-commerce website. And, you know, I'm sure you would agree, Nikolai, that that's, you know, the main thing that our clients are coming to us at the moment. So I think it's so cool that you still use that example of kind of the waiting and going to a physical store. And we're seeing this boom now of how we translate that experience to something online. But we could speak for, you know, 3 hours about that topic alone. But Stefan, I'm going to throw to you now, and I want you to, I guess, talk to us about, you know, within your role at Dentsu and kind of having that larger context of client and business needs, you know, what would you say is the main challenge for our clients and for businesses, and how does CX and customer experience really fit into their overall efforts of driving forward as a business?
I love the examples that Nikolai just had, because there is such a big span between, you know, a Chanel and Zair. And you can imagine these two companies are completely different structure. They have completely different touch points, etc. But these need to be managed. And of course, even if the experience mission vision statement is looking completely different, the similarity is it has one. It needs to be translated into each of these touch points. And that is what makes this challenge so complex. It's not only a touch point or only a function. It affects really the whole marketing functions and beyond in the different areas of any business. It's aimed high to say that we can manage all of these functions, right? But we can limit the coordination effort because one experience, I believe, needs to have one partner who can maintain and translate for each of the touch points, for each of the personas that you're talking to. And it needs to be managed across the different functionality, whether it's data or technology, or adding the right messaging when we're talking about advertising and creative or landing pages or what you name it, or whether we're talking about the right distribution in media. And that is the beauty of the breadth of our capabilities, that we can manage all of that out of one hand for a brand as such, plus additionally across markets. Because we need to take into consideration, take any brand that is operating globally, that it needs a partner that on the one hand is able to maintain this intended experience on a global scale, provide one experience, but on the other hand needs to have a footprint in each of the markets to consider local culture, local competitors, local, you know, messaging or product differences, et cetera, to make it relevant for each of the local markets without compromising the greater story. And that is what we can provide from a greater standpoint.
And just on that, Stefan, you know, have you got any examples off the top of your head or with any clients that we're working with at the moment in terms of, how we're really driving that broader global vision with also a focus on, you know, those key markets, which obviously have very different local needs around, you know, different cultural needs and things like that. Are there any examples that pop into your head?
Well, I have one example that is unfortunately not one of our clients, but the prime example for really strict and core experiences management, that's Apple. And, you know, this brand is really consistent all over the world, up to the pricing, but no differences in how to promote the products, etc. And on the other end of the spectrum is a lot of our clients, and I deliberately not name a single one of them, that are managing their global brands really in a very local manner. So each of the markets has its own marketing department that is limited from the space that they can cover, but providing with local agencies different experiences in each of the market. So this would not provide the global presence of a brand in a single in a single experience. So I would not recommend that everyone can be an Apple to provide one global experience. That is probably not applicable for all of our clients. But I would definitely recommend to think about whether what needs to be the same needs to be yours everywhere around the globe, wherever you come in touch with this brand, and what needs to be local. And that is a very deliberate decision that you have to take.
Apple really are, they're always, you know, something to strive towards, right, in terms of customer experience. They're always the front runners. Nikolai, I'm going to actually ask you the same question. So, You know, what would you say are the main challenges for companies right now when it comes to really nailing good customer experience?
Yeah, well, I think since Stefan just mentioned Apple, I think it's interesting. You know, Steve Jobs said the customer, you've got to start with the customer experience and then move to the technology, not the other way around. And I think that points to one of those challenges. Because when you talk about a CX vision, just before this talk, I had a chat with Stefan earlier where we said, you know, Stefan, you said everyone should have a CX vision. And I said, well, I think most of our clients actually do have a CX vision. But the trouble is they might not have it escalated to a level where it affects everyone in the organization. It might just apply to marketing or to digital. And then when it hits implementation, then somebody in another division is saying, no, we have different technology that cannot allow this kind of experience. So I think that's a huge challenge to have not just a CX vision, but a unifying CX vision that is elevated to a point where it actually encompasses the whole business and not just the people directly involved with the customer interaction.
I think if you could both think about for the listeners, you know, if there was one key takeout from the points that you raised, what would they be? Nikolai, we're going to start with you and then I'm going to hand over to you, Stefan.
Yeah, so I'm going to cheat a little bit maybe and say the takeout is to consider the totality of the experience. So, of course, that involves the CX vision. It has to start with a vision, but it has to be a vision for everything, not just for the interactions, also for the things in between. So one of the things I enjoy talking about is thinking about ownership over purchase. We tend to look at all the transactions, but what is it like to actually go home and own the thing when the brand is gone? Like, what is that like? That's part of the overall experience. And that requires a broad view of customer journeys that have a bit broader than what most companies take. And that's why it's also important, as Stefan says, to have a partner that has a broad view and includes both media and creative and technology so that we really can look at what the customer is facing.
Okay, thank you. And Stefan, what would your be one key takeout from our conversation?
Well, the experience needs really a kind of mind shift of marketeers. So in the ages when we're just doing advertising, we had, or at least we tried to have everything under control, right? We tested and had research and everything before any TVC goes out, and we could fully manage what we believe the audience would think of. With experience, that's different. It's really turning the game from top of toe. So there is an experience, and we can't control it. But we can do our best to understand the insights and the needs and the behavior of users to answer it in the best way. And that is, on the one hand, what marketing always should be, being consumer-centric and answering what consumers would like to see and to have. But on the other hand, it needs also the awareness and the mindset to let loose a bit, to manage what you can control, but to accept and to look at what you cannot control and to learn from the user, to have an interaction with the users to get better and not force the users to have any given experience that you want him to have.
Thank you. I think they're both really, really great points. And it's an exciting time for businesses and brands all over the world in terms of customer experience and how they really get in front of their competitors and create, you know, engaging and memorable experiences. But on that note, we're going to wrap up the conversation. So thank you so much to Nikolai and to Stefan. And I hope you enjoyed their points. And thanks for listening in.
Thanks, everyone. Some great discussions there. And thanks to all our listeners for joining today's episode of Connected. We'll be back again in 2 weeks. Remember to subscribe, and you can check out our website for more information on any of the topics we discuss at merkelink.com. Please come back again next time when we'll be digging deeper into another key topic for marketers.